Slaves Overture by Juan Arriaga.
This is WHFR Dearborn at Henry Ford Community College. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to this beautiful classical programming. If you'd like to try something a little bit different, maybe some classic radio from years gone by, then we suggest you check out the WHFR presentation every Monday evening, 11 p.m. until the midnight hour. It's a show that we call Old Time Radio Mysteries. That's right, it's a blast from the spooky past of radio, the golden age of those classic radio dramas. Things like The Inner Sanctum, The Weird Circle, The Mysterious Traveler, Suspense, and so much more. It's 1 hour of great classic old-time radio. Monday evenings, 11 until midnight. Check it out if you dare. And thanks so much for your support during WHFR's recent Pledge Drive Radiothon 2008, our annual opportunity to have you make a donation to us, a tax-deductible donation. So thanks for your support.
Good morning. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Stay tuned for Metaphysically Speaking, following these important messages.
89.3, making waves.
Hello, I'm Julie Andrews. The world is full of magical places. Did you know there's one right in your own backyard? It's your library. Today's libraries are modern community centers where everyone is invited to explore, dream, and learn. A new adventure awaits you, so discover the world at your library.
Celebrate National Library Week, April 13th through the 19th. A message from the American Library Association's campaign for America's libraries and library champions.
Henry Ford Community College has a lot to offer. A credit transfer guarantee, a job skills guarantee, and a tuition freeze guarantee. Registration for spring, summer, and fall classes begins Monday, March 31st. Call 1-800-585-HFCC for additional information. Or check the website at hfcc.edu. Henry Ford Community College, your best choice guaranteed.
Become part of the Oliver family, a great classic Broadway musical at Henry Ford Community College. Join us for the stirring song and dance in this musical treatment of Dickens' classical novel, Oliver, Fridays and Sundays, April 18th through the 27th. Tickets are only $10 for adults and $8 for students with ID at the Adrey Auditorium in the Mackenzie Fine Arts Building, on the Henry Ford Community College Dearborn campus. For more information and to make reservations for Oliver, call 313-845-9817.
morning. This is WHFR Dearborn, and you're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And as the name of the show implies, for the next hour, we are going to be speaking about all things metaphysical. And today, my special in-studio guest is Dave Krajovic, and he is a certified transformational breath facilitator and healer. Well, that's a mouthful right there, but Dave, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks. And what is being a breath facilitator? What is that about?
Well, what we do is we introduce a particular form of breathing into a person to be able to unlock restricted breathing patterns. And that sounds very simple, and it actually really is simple, but in its simplicity is its power as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do is have a person lay down and begin breathing in a circular manner. And by that I mean that there are no pauses between the inhale and the exhale in a person's breath. And what that does then is it creates an energetic matrix in the body. It's a very high vibrating matrix. And when you introduce a high vibration energy into the body, and it's able to pull or entrain heavier energies, energies like anger, fear, depression, things like that. And as a result of that, you can actually create transformation.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something you really have to think about in order to do it initially?
No, and that's one of the beauties of it. You really don't have to think about anything other than just breathing. And in fact, when you get into breathing and you start to get into this breath pattern, there comes a moment at which the breath actually begins to breathe you. We call it an activated breath at that moment. And it's really a beautiful thing because it's almost like there's another force within you that you're connecting to and breathing you as opposed to you breathing anything else.
Mm-hmm. And you find that this helps people to do what?
Well, any number of things. There are physical benefits to breathing more effectively and freely. There are emotional benefits or mental benefits. And there are spiritual benefits too, because we all have a physical body, a mental body, emotional body, and a spiritual body. So the breath can integrate all of those and bring an integration of each of the separate parts into one whole. And if you can create unity and integration, you can create joy as a result of that. Because that's what we truly, really are. It's just the illusion of separation that we've gone through that creates the suffering and the pain that we experience in our life. So the breath is a great way to integrate all of that.
Mm-hmm. So that will help alleviate suffering, will it?
I've seen it do that in hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
Okay, well, I don't mean just emotionally, but also physically as well?
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of science. Just forget about breathing and the energy matrix that we talked about. Let's just look at the fact that when you breathe more deeply, you bring more oxygen into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting thing about breathing is that there's nothing you can do that will change the biochemistry of your body faster than by changing your breathing pattern. So right now, if everyone just took 3 deep breaths, you know, just and let it out, just 3 simple times, you change the biochemistry of your body. So what does that do inside the body? Well, we know it's a relaxation response, and that's really wonderful because endorphins start to flow through the body. But as you get more and more oxygen in the body, tremendous healing occurs. We know that viruses and bacteria cannot live in an environment that is rich in oxygen. They're anaerobic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to go to the ultimate anaerobic disease, that's cancer. If you take 60% of a cell's oxygen away from the cell, it becomes cancerous. And this was discovered by Otto Warburg, a physician who won the Nobel Prize for this piece of work. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that if you learn to breathe better that you can cure cancer. However, the developer of this work actually did that back in 1979. She had an aggressive form of throat cancer through metaphysical principles, including the breath, and primarily through the breath. She was able to cure herself of cancer, and today she's traveling the world teaching transformational breathing.
Really? So she was completely rid of the cancer due to her breathing?
That's exactly right.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is. And the benefits just go on and on. I mean, there is the one of the longest-term health studies done was this Framingham, Massachusetts health study. I think it traced people over 30 or 40 years in all these different metrics and measurables of their lifestyle and their patterns. And what they found is that the single most important predictor of longevity, you would think it might be what you eat, or maybe it's your blood pressure or your cholesterol level, but it was simply breath capacity. Between the age of 25 to 75, we lose 75% of our breath capacity. So we're not getting in our oxygen. So from a physical standpoint, this oxygen that creates all the energy in our body, it's not there for us. We become more fatigued easy. We're more stressed. We're more tired. But metaphysically and energetically, the oxygen is the prana. It's the life force that the Hindus talk about. The Chinese refer to it as qi. 70% of our prana, our life force, comes through the breath. The other 30% comes from food, from the land, from the sun, but most of it's from the breath. The breath is the energy of life. So when you connect it from the physical aspect of getting more oxygen, you also can connect it from the spiritual aspect, the energetic aspect, from bringing more prana into your life. So when you do that, you can transform your life.
Now, is it because people, as they grow older, they start to breathe more shallowly? I mean, it's not really the full deep breaths that maybe we use as a younger person would?
That's exactly right. It's a great insight. And in fact, so as we do get older, we tend to breathe more shallow, and the reason for this is really stress. When we're under stress, what happens is our breathing shuts down. But it really happens, and we learn this the moment we're born. And when we're born, we come into this world, and we're not used to, we've never breathed before. We're always breathing through the umbilical cord.
Right.
So when we first learn to breathe, it's typically in a forced manner as opposed to on our own. The cord might be cut prematurely, or we might be, slapped in our bottom or whatever it is to start the breath. And if we're not ready, breath becomes painful, and the baby cries. And that's the first experience of breathing. It's fear, and it's pain. So right away, our memory is to set something up that says, breathing is not good for me, it hurts, and I'm afraid. So take that pattern and then move forward into life. And as a child, we're still emotionally and energetically immature. All our chakras are not yet fully developed, and we do not know how to respond to different changes in energy. Or another way to say that is different emotional events. We don't always know how to interpret them. We are innocent. We are children. So as a result of that, and I like to refer to a particular story when I was in the first grade. My parents wanted only the best for me and decided to send me to a private school. Well, this private school was about 15 miles away, and the only way to get to it was to take a public bus. Well, as a little first grader, that is not something I wanted to do, to be separated and have to go on this bus with all these strangers. I cried. In fact, I wailed. I was sobbing. I could not control myself, and yet they made me go. They made me go out of love, because they thought this was the best thing for me. I didn't know how to interpret that.
Right.
The only way to survive a moment like that is to not feel the moment. And to not feel the moment, the way we do that is we shut down our breath. So we effectively remove ourselves from the moment, and we energetically restrict that breath pattern. And then we create a pattern so that the next time we're under some sort of an emotional trauma, it's easier to shut down our breath. And so more and more, we shut down our breath more and more. And so whenever you're dreading that call from your boss, how do you respond to that fearful moment? You shut down your breath. And therefore, we restrict the life force that we were meant to have, to have a joyful, vibrant, vital, fun-filled, loving life.
Right. Well, I've heard that if you're not breathing fully, you have a tendency to panic a little bit more. I know they suggest for athletes, if it's a crucial situation, to breathe deeply so that they get the oxygen flowing, so that they become more relaxed. Is this what you found?
Oh, this is absolutely true. And there are certain athletes that are athletes that teach this. Dance teaches this. Singing, singers teach this. Martial arts as well. And they understand the power of the breath And they use it as a result of that for calming or for power in what they're trying to do. So they use it in their particular techniques.
Mm-hmm. I just want to take time out quickly right now to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And you're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And my guest today is Dave Krajovic, and he is a certified transformational breath facilitator. And how did you discover breathing? What started you along this path?
That's a great question. And, you know, I have to give credit to my wife. As with most things that happen in my life that are good, it is she that seems to lead the way. And what happened there, the story goes that her yoga instructor told her about this breathing class. And she says, you know, it's just remarkable. I've done this. You need to try it. And she says, all right, when do I sign up? She says, it's tonight. You need to drop what you're doing. Clear your calendar and come, because I don't know when it's going to be again. So they went. And it was as her yoga instructor told her. So she came home, told me all about it. And I, of course, said, yeah. You know, it's just another fad. But she was so impressed and so changed that she had these facilitators come into our healing center and do these introductory workshops. And she said, come on, go, see what it's all about. And I said, no, it's, you know, this is just the latest thing. Forget it. I'm not interested. And she had them in, and lo and behold, people came back again. So being the numbers kind of guy that I am, and my background's in accounting, my education is, so to speak, my formal education, you know, that intrigued me, that people were actually coming back. So finally, after about a year, I decided to try it. And in that moment, I was hooked, because at a deepest level, in the core of my being, I touched something that I was asleep, that I never knew was part of me, and that I had awoken. And my life has never been the same. It's been incredibly journey. It's been an incredible joyful ride and awakening. And I've just never seen anything in so little time. Can you go so deep and get so much?
Mm-hmm. Well, it must have been amazing, the fact that you knew immediately that this is something that you really wanted to do.
Yeah, and I couldn't wait to do it again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ended up breathing. We were breathing about once a month. And the facilitators then said to her, why don't you go and learn to be a facilitator yourself? You're a healer now. This is a perfect compliment. And she thought about it. She decided she was going to go, and this meant to go to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And this meant she'd have to take a week off from work, which means she wasn't earning any money. That was an expensive, plus the travel cost to get there and the lodging. And she said, I'm going. And I said, no, you're not. That's too expensive. And she says, well, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. Only the second time I said it louder. And she said, I've already signed up. There's nothing you can do. I'm going. And so this is how the breath changes you. She has stepped into her power. And before, I was one who would argue and want to be in control. Mm-hmm. And we learned that ultimately we're not in control. And one needs to surrender to the moment, which is what I did. And lo and behold, a week before the seminar, and she was ready to leave, I signed up. We went together. It was the most powerful week of our lives. We have never felt so close to each other as we maybe did on our honeymoon. And this is after 20 years of marriage, that it just reignited that passion. But it was a passion that was born in not romantic love, but a deep love that connects all of creation. And it was through the breath that we were able to experience that and much more, an expansiveness and a joy. And so we went on, you know, from there, it's to how do you be a facilitator? And from a facilitator, how do you be a trainer so that you're able to give workshops and presentations? And here I am today.
Yeah, just one step after another.
It is.
It's just amazing how everything seemed to come together. And like you said, it was kind of a surprise to you to follow this particular path in your life.
Absolutely. I mean, you could have never, ever had me in the wildest dreams try and guess that I would have ended up doing this, mm-hmm. you know, 5 years ago. It just would not have been possible. It would not have been in my consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So is this something, I mean, have you been interested in metaphysics at all during your life?
Well, it actually started in massage. Mm-hmm. I had gotten massages, and I was always interested in the emotional connection with the muscles. And you see, that's another one that my wife declared at one point. She was leaving her corporate job and going to massage school. And here again, you know, Dave says, no, you're not. Sure enough, she says, I'm going. And,
right.
So this is about 10 or 11 years ago, and you know, as a result of that, I ended up, you could guess it, I went to massage school with her. It was great. It was like date night. I mean, mm-hmm. had a set babysitter, and but you know, from that, out of that, we co-founded a healing center that we have in Plymouth, the Body Works Healing Center. Mm-hmm. And we were always interested in the energetic components of healing, the deeper healing that occurs at the energetic level. Because anything that's our physical body was at one time a representation in our emotional or our energetic body. And it's just taken time for that to appear in the physical form. So our belief is if you can approach it from an energetic standpoint, you can transform anything before it becomes manifest in the physical world. And as a result, we've taken advanced training and, I mean, all sorts of different modalities, esoteric healing, craniosacral, somatoemotional release, pranic healing, and it just goes on. And not just from a being a student, but also experiencing these things. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I say that I, in a breath session, I've never found anything where you can go so deep, so quick, and get so much, I really come from the place, I've been in a lot of different experiential weekends and teachings where I've seen this and experienced it firsthand, and there just isn't anything quite like it, just to integrate it all and so quickly like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, how could a person get started doing this transformational breathing? You say that they could just take 3 deep breaths and start from there. Do they need any special music, anything like that?
Well, it is a little more complicated than that. What I said when I said take 3 deep breaths is that you can change the biochemistry of your body by simply changing your breathing pattern. And that is true. But to realize the kind of benefits that we're talking about, the best way is just to find a facilitator. To help you do that. And we have workshops that do this. It's in a group format. And the nice thing about that is you're with like-minded people, and there's a group energy that helps pull everyone and helps transform even greater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Christ said, when two or more are gathered in my name, you know, you have that power together to create, to co-create. And that's what we become as a result of that. But I've known people that there's a CD you can get. I've known people that have done the CD and tried it on their own and loved it so much that they said, I want to go, and they sign up for a whole week of breathing. Mm-hmm. You know, take off their work, take their vacation, and which is what my wife Pat and I did when we went to Seattle. So there's different ways to get into it, but to try it on your own, I mean, you could try that circular breathing, but there's a lot of other things that come up, and it's not just the breathing pattern, and that's what makes transformational breathing so unique. You know, there are different modalities that teach breathing exercises and diaphragmatic breathing, and yoga even goes into that about deep breathing and the pause between the breaths. But no one, nowhere that I'm aware of, looks at how do you move the physical restrictions that are in your breath pattern. You know, we talked about how the breath shuts down as we get older. Well, there's a physical restriction in your body. And a lot of people come to us and say, you know, I just know I can't breathe deeply. I know there's something interfering with it. And it's true. When you try and breathe, you'll find that maybe I'm not getting as much air in my belly or as much in my chest. And you can do a very simple exercise, you know, right now, just by putting one hand in your belly right about where your navel is and one hand over your heart and breathe. And notice, you know, is my chest moving more than my belly? Is my belly moving not at all? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Does one move before the other? Does it start in the belly and move up, or does it start in the chest? And all of these patterns are physical restrictions that inhibit the flow of the breath into the body, that inhibit the flow of the life force, the prana, the power that life comes from. I mean, it was God in Genesis that said, you know, and I breathe into man and he became alive. I forget the exact words, but that's the essence of it. Mm-hmm. You know, the spirit of God and the spirit of all around us to breathe that in. So if we can physically unlock that, then we make more room for that to come into our life. And the way we do that as breath facilitators is we actually work the physical restrictions in a breath session. So we'll be able to determine when you're breathing by watching the way you breathe, where that restriction is. And then we would push on that particular area as you're breathing to unlock that. And what's really interesting about these press points is that right now you could push maybe right in your chest, you know, in your sternum or somewhere like that, or maybe, you know, above your left chest. And, you know, it wouldn't be tender. But when you start to breathe, and we notice there's a restriction, when you press, it's tender then. The breath has a magic that's able to light up these spots, these restrictions of energy, saying, here, come to me. I am waiting to be awoken. And they do awake. And as a result of that, like in the chest area, it's love. And it's all about awakening more love in your life. And so transformational breathing is the only breath work that I know that works the physical restrictions. So that's why it's not so easy just to try and just breathe a little on your own,
right?
Because you're missing a great deal of the other potential that's there.
Right. It goes much deeper than that.
Yes, it does.
Now, just on a regular daily basis, do you find that breathing helps you just in your daily work life, daily just life in general? Maybe you feel less stressed, you feel a little bit better about life in general?
Oh, absolutely. And not just me, but many people that we work with report the same thing. We have people that come to us and they say, you know, I've been breathing for, you know, 3 or 4 months with you now, and it was really interesting because the people at work said, you're different. I don't know what it is, but you're just really different. What are you doing? And they're kind of like hesitant to tell them, but they just smile and, yeah, you know, it's making a difference in my life, and someone else is noticing. But most importantly, I noticed. And so, yeah, when I start my day, we have a thing called 100 breaths, and it's about 5 minutes of conscious breathing. And I love to start my day that way because it calms the mind, and then I go right into a meditation, which was always more difficult for me until I began to breathe. And then once in that meditative state, and because I'm connecting to Source, then I'm able to create my day. And I don't know if anyone has, I'm sure some of the listeners have seen What the Bleep, the DVD What the Bleep. There's a beautiful segment in there with Joe Dispenza, who talks about how he creates his day every day. And this is just a perfect choreography of how to do that, with 100 breaths into a meditation, and then intend your day. And it works. My day is not just more peaceful and more joyful, but I don't seem to be able to attract all of those negative things that I used to before. They just don't seem to be there. Or if they are, you just look at it from a more grounded perspective and a more balanced perspective, and they don't affect you, or it seems to be the others around you as well. Magic.
Yes. And I just want to remind everybody right now that you are listening to Metaphysically Speaking. And this is the station, WHFR.FM, and we are making waves. I'm your host of Metaphysically Speaking, Mike Holloway, and my special guest this month is Dave Krajovic, and he is a certified transformational breath facilitator, among other things, of course, but we're talking about breathing right now. And as far as these classes go, you say they last about a week initially?
Well, That's the Transformational Breath Seminar.
Okay.
We call it the Personal Transformational Seminar, and it is a six-day breathing program. And in fact, we're doing that here in Michigan, and we're splitting it up into 2 3-day weekends, one in April and then one in May. That way, it's easier for people from who are working just to take a three-day weekend as opposed to taking a whole week off from work. So that's one way. That's the ultimate way if you really want to get into it. And we do many different types of other teachings that support the breath work as well. So it's how do I take that into my life and incorporate it? And, you know, so we bring in miracle consciousness, abundance, and meditation, and the Tibetan rites, and Byron Katie's The Work, and it just goes on. And we do water breathing and nose breathing, and breathing into chakras that are off the body, which is an interesting experience. But that's typically not how people start. A person may start by either going for a private session, just a one-on-one, or these group workshops that we talked about. It's a 2.5-hour workshop. There's an hour that we spend, what is the breath, how does it work, what are the different components to breathing in this manner. There's 5 of them, actually. And then we take a break, we practice, and then we have an hour-long breath session, and then we integrate at the end. And that's the perfect, really, way to... Well, there's no... It's all perfect, but it's a nice way to start.
Right.
You know.
Now, as far as these seminars go, generally how many people are in these seminars?
Well, it varies. The seminar, the week-long program, there might be 30, 40 participants in it. It could be 10. Mm-hmm. But we really strive to keep the facilitator ratio very low. So there might be 2 to 3, at most 4 participants to 1 facilitator. In the workshops that we do, there's anywhere from 5 to 15 people usually. And we have them throughout the metro area, mm-hmm. besides our center as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these rather intense? I mean, can they really be a situation where people feel a great difference just after one of these seminars?
Yeah, you know, such was the way it was with me. Mm-hmm. I had a really incredible awakening, you might call it a mystical experience. Mm-hmm. In every breath session, one touches on the 3 levels of transformational breathing. The first level is the physical level of removing the physical restrictions that we talked about earlier. Then we have the emotional mental level, where we're entraining those heavier, darker energies, and we're entraining them to a higher energy that we introduce through the breath. So we're touching that level. And then the 3rd level is the spiritual level. And what's so great about that is most people want to bring good things into their life, but it's an energy system, and it's somewhat hard to do that if you're not willing to let go of something else. Mm-hmm. You have to create space for something new. It's no different than if you have a lot of clutter around your house and you want to get a new piece of furniture. You have to clean the clutter first to be able to bring in the new piece. Mm-hmm. It's the same with our mental, emotional, spiritual body. We need to clean the clutter, or the lower energies that we're holding on to, the despair, the grief, the anger, the frustration, pessimism, the stories that we keep telling ourselves. And if we're willing to let go of those, then we make space for all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes through spirit. It's always streaming for us. It's always there for our well-being. Abraham and, you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks constantly are reminding us that the stream is always there. But it's the clouds that we place, the negative thinking, the limited beliefs, that don't allow the sunshine to reach us. But the sun's always there.
Right.
So this is always streaming toward us, and that's why the breath is so great. So you're integrating all of this at once in one breath session. You're opening your breath physically, you're energetically changing it at the emotional level, and you're creating space to allow the gifts of spirit to manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the older you get, the more clutter you have, so that it just affects your breathing even more, correct?
And that's true. Yeah. Keep repeating the same pattern. But that's the beauty of it. You know, one of the things that the American society is, we want the magic pill, that we take the pill and it's there
right.
instantly.
Right, something outside of ourselves.
Exactly. And you see it all the time in all the commercials that are on television.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it says, you know, you want a better sex life, you need to sleep better at night, you need to lose weight, whatever it is, da-da-da-da, you know, mm-hmm. you take this pill. And meanwhile, most of the commercial then continues on all the negative side effects that go on. You know,
right.
it doesn't work that way. But the beauty of it is, you know, when you're dealing in the energetic realm like this, it doesn't take, as long as it took for you to create the situation, it doesn't take that long to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, don't expect that one session or one of anything is going to completely heal you, because that's not going to happen either.
Right.
That pattern typically would repeat itself. And if you continue to repeat the behavior pattern, you're going to just, you know, the space that you created, you're going to fill back up with the same stuff.
Right.
But the beauty of it is, with the breath work, is that because one is now vibrating at a higher level, we've introduced that higher vibration. When it comes time to make that choice of responding negatively to your wife or yelling at the kids or whatever it is, in that moment, because you're vibrating from a different place, it's easier, in my opinion, to make that choice. And the moment you do, you've brought conscious awareness to your present state of being. And that's what Eckhart Tolle's new book, you know, A New Earth, is all about.
Right.
You have now breathed a new earth for you. And you will not create that pattern again. You're now consciously aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the breath, because you introduce this higher pattern, you're able to vibrate higher, and as a result, make a different choice easier than you could have before.
Mm-hmm. And you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And this program is metaphysically speaking, let me correct myself on that. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my special guest this month is Dave Krajovic, and he is a certified transformational breath facilitator. Now, isn't the hard part letting go of all the clutter that's in a person's soul and they're just their body themselves?
Sounds like you might have some personal experience there, like the rest of it.
Huh? We all have problems, I guess, but
Well, it is. And it is the hard part. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You know, there's patterns that are just locked into us, and, you know, we're used to it. And they're addictions. It could be to food. It could be to cigarettes. It's a behavior pattern. You know, the wife leaves the toilet seat down and you want it up and you just respond.
Right.
It's automatic and there's not much you can do because it's an energetic pattern. And there's actually a chemical imbalance that occurs in the body when those things happen. So it makes it even harder because it's a true physical chemical addiction. So it is hard to let go. But metaphysically speaking, the breath is an analogy for that. And it's on the out-breath. And it is in the out-breath that if we can surrender the out-breath and not force it, not control it, then we just let go. And it really is that easy. Sometimes we want to hold on, but the breath has the power to do that just by letting go and relaxing the exhale in this form of breathing. And of course, the other side of that is the in-breath. Where you're breathing in love, you're breathing in the prana, you're breathing in the life force, you're bringing in all of that good. So you can see that's why we call it a circular breath. Not only is the breath connected in that there is no pause between the inhale and exhale, but it's connected to the cycle of life. I need to let go in order to bring something in. Something must die before something new can be born. Right now, we're coming into spring. But what happened before spring and the birth of spring? We had to go through winter. The death,
yes.
The season, the leaves had to fall off the tree. This cycle of the life-death life cycle is all throughout us and through nature. So it is hard, but when we make it hard, we're also fighting a cycle of life, a law of nature, the life-death life cycle. And I have to ask you, does that not feel like it might be tiring to fight nature? In fact, we're fighting all of the universe because the universe has set us up for this. And, you know, that takes energy.
Right.
And America's tired. Ask anyone. You know, they're just dragging their feet. And I think this is one of the reasons why, if not the reason.
Well, yes, many people say they're stressed out. And I'm sure that breathing could possibly help them relieve the stress. And also, do people perhaps reach a new level of consciousness by breathing?
I see this all the time, and just the way people change in terms of the questions they ask, how they show up with others, how they interact with others, their awareness of their behavior is remarkably different. And, you know, everyone is different, everyone's story is different, but at the root of it, all our stories are the same. At some point, you know, something happened to us emotionally we weren't able to deal with. It's the human condition, and it's we just have to learn to move through that. And when you do, consciousness just automatically changes. Everything comes from a different perspective as a result of that. And all of life looks different as a result of that. And things that we take for granted are no longer taken for granted. And therefore, we feel more gratitude, and therefore, we feel more joy. And because we're vibrating at that level, we attract more of that. So, yes, we see that in many cases.
So you also feel that people are living more in the now as opposed to the past or the future by practicing breathing?
Yes, that's an excellent way to put that. Absolutely living more in the now.
They're more grounded.
Yes.
Well, like you said, it just is a case of dealing with your coworkers on a better basis, you know, something like that.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you can go into the other metaphysical teachings that, you know, there is only the now. And, you know, what's hard about these things is there's a lot of brain food out there. And there's a lot of thinking about, okay, what does it mean to be in the now? And how can you say there is no past or there is no future and it's just an illusion? And, you know, that's the kind of thing that you really can't talk about. It's the kind of thing you need to experience. And when you experience what is available to you in the now, then everything changes, because that becomes my truth now, and it becomes, you know, Mike's truth now. And I think when you're looking at the ultimate of truth, it all comes back to the same place anyway. And therefore, even though words are difficult to find to describe, there is a place in each of us that we connect to, and we recognize that, and therefore everything is different.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a result of the breathing, you branched out into other metaphysical areas. You've mentioned some of the prana healings, things like this.
Actually, our path started the other way. We started in body work, and then we, in massage school, we got exposed to other energetic-based healing modalities. And one thing led to another, and we started with cranial sacral therapy, which is more based in science, but yet in the higher advanced classes, it's more, I would say it's more energetic-based. And in fact, one of their components is somato-emotional release, releasing emotional trauma that's trapped in muscles. So that's still working in the physical realm, and then we moved into esoteric healing and phrenic healing, which is working in the energetic realms, and then culminating in the breath work, which we've been studying for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that there is more of a future with the breath work as opposed to the others, or not necessarily?
For me, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
For others, you know, I can't say. But it, I guess, you know, there's a different way to a way that I look at it. You know, earlier in my life, there was a lot of, well, let's call it, I used the word suffering earlier in the program, and suffering can be just, you know, expression of anger for no reason because it's triggered or it's automatic, or, you know, and then you feel bad about it afterwards. So that's just one form of suffering. And, you know, what happens is that illness then comes into our body when we're out of alignment. And while I didn't get ill, I, you know, was fired from a job, I had arguments with my wife, at one point I was separated from my wife. So there's a pain that moves. And, you know, and my feeling is that the universe is trying to tell us something. And it wants us to do something. So we're going to do it one way or the other. We're going to have the pain pushing us in a certain direction. That would be the unconscious view of it, in that I don't know really what's happening to me, but boy, there's this pain that's trying to get me to slow down or change my job or whatever it is. Or we can have a vision that's pulling us. And that's where I think I am right now. I have this vision of the breath, and I know what it can do, and I know how powerful transformational breathing is and how it integrates everything, you know, in the body, mind, spirit, bodies that we are. And I have seen people who are on depression medication and they're off the medication. I've seen people who have had to have asthma inhalers every day. They had to use their inhaler once, twice, three times a day. Today, 2 years later, no more. They don't use it anymore just because they changed the way they breathe. So for me, I have this vision, and now the vision pulls me, and there's less pain and suffering in my life. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. So when you can connect to your passion, your vision, life becomes magical and things happen, and it's just beautiful. And you know where you need to go. It's like before the breath, I didn't have the consciousness to even think that something like this was out there. But again, I was in my egoic mind and trying to think my way through things as opposed to just letting go and letting it happen. And here we are.
Well, letting go is the hard part. That can be scary because it's what you're used to. It may not be right, but it's what you're used to.
Exactly right. And it's that holding on to what we're used to that is so, so difficult. And I'd like to describe it as being at the edge of a precipice, and you're standing over looking down, if you can even stomach the nerve to go to the edge and look over the edge of the cliff. And you know that what's back, if you turn around, is still pain and suffering, but it's what you know, and the familiar there's a safety and a comfort there. If you move forward, you can't see what's over the other side. It's a void, and you know that things will be different. You don't know how. So in that moment, that's the defining moment. Do we resist and turn around, or do we move forward into dramatic and wonderful transformation? And every time I've been there, and I've been there a number of times on the edge of this cliff, and I jump off the cliff, it's still scary
yeah.
for me.
And you're still living, though.
I'm still living.
Yes.
And somehow, some way, there's some angels that catch me. Mm-hmm. It's never a hard fall. It's always graceful, and it's always better than whatever fear my egoic mind tries to conjure up to say that it's something I shouldn't do. Because it's the ego that really wants to live, and it's the ego that's saying, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mentioned Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, and he talks all about the egoic mind and how in control it is. And then, you know, people call in and say, well, how do I do that? How do I change that? And this number one thing is, well, focus on your breathing, because it takes you into the present, which you've already addressed. But again, it's that you change the breath, you change the energetic matrix of your body, then you can be in that conscious moment much easier now.
Mm-hmm.
And make a different choice.
Mm-hmm. And this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And you're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my special in-studio guest this month is Dave Krajovic, and he is a certified transformational breath facilitator. Now, I'm sure you've noticed that some people probably respond a little more quickly than others. Perhaps they believe in it more, and they progress at a faster rate. Is that so?
That is so. And a lot of it has to do with when someone's ready to let go
mm-hmm.
and whether they're ready to or not. But, you know, one of the things that we do in our breath session is we have invocations. Invocation is calling upon higher powers to be there with us, because we are going into the energetic realm, and I don't know everything about that, so I want beings of light to be there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And what we call in is we call in the perfect breath session with perfect integration and perfect remembrance. In perfect acceptance. So it, whatever happens, whatever transpires is perfect for that individual's highest and greatest good. And so while one person may come out with an ecstatic experience, many do, some don't. Some have a memory of something and they don't like the way that felt, but that was right for them in that moment. And no matter what form of healing you do, most forms of healing, I guess I should say, you need to have that conscious memory so you can help make a different choice. In breath work, you don't, because perfect remembrance may mean you don't need to remember about it. You just need to breathe through it and change the underlying energy. When mm-hmm. you do that, there's permanent transformation, because the energy is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It's transformed to a higher, higher state of being. And that's the energy of love and joy. And that's why we say, you know, those commercials you talked about, all those drugs that you take.
Right.
Well, what we're saying is that the side effect of transformational breathing is joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
where it comes from.
Right. So, again, I guess it gets down to there are no accidents in life, where, you know, everything has a meaning and you learn from that, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so correct. A lot of times, you know, I think we go through life and we come into this, like in my example, you know, I may have lost a job in a prior work life. And, you know, there's a meaning behind that about what I'm supposed to be doing. And it may be with someone else that they have panic attacks and they can't go to work, or you know, whatever it is. You know, it's up for each of us to decide what that is. And you may have to know what it's all about, or you may not. The key is that you can make a better choice as you go forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, does anybody report something like, I don't know, achieving past life regression, anything like that? Maybe a vision from the past that might give them understanding as to what's going on in their life right now?
That can happen too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was interesting because besides doing these workshops, we do one-day workshops on different aspects of the breath, and we did one this past December. It was a day of breathing and letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we choreographed breath sessions around the power of letting go. And that was done in December because, you know, it's coming into the winter solstice, the time that the planet is the darkest, mm-hmm. and the time of letting go and dying. And then in January with the new year, we did a one day on manifesting, because it's the time of birth and it's the energy of being, you know, reborn with the new year and your New Year's resolutions. But there was a woman in the letting go workshop who talked about those kinds of experiences. And even in the intro workshops, occasionally that comes up. And so it's not unusual at all, because it's just an energy. Mm-hmm. And is it really a past life, or is it a memory, or right. what energetic form is it? How did it get there? Mm-hmm. The root of that doesn't necessarily matter as much as the fact that you, whatever's holding you back, you can let go of.
Right.
It might be poverty consciousness. Because you were a monk at one time and you took a vow of poverty. So you can move through that now.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter whether it was real or not. Energetically, it's real.
Right. But also, you don't have to go to a past event in your current life. I mean, you don't have to say, you know, when you go through psychoanalysis, you might have to explore your childhood, you know, things of that nature to see what led to your current condition. Sometimes by breathing, it can just happen spontaneously.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And remember, in the invocation, we call for perfect remembrance. So you may need to know that, you know, what that experience was, so that you can do a better next time or make a different choice, or you may not need to know. And that's up to your higher self to be able to, you know, that's that contract that you have there as to whether you need to know that or not. But it is the beauty of this is that you don't need to know. And I would say more often than not, most people don't have a memory. They just know that the energy's changed and they feel better because they've let go of something else. But you're right, in psychotherapy, you need to go back and you need to have that memory so that you can bring it into the present moment and make a different choice. That takes time.
Right.
It takes a lot of time. And in transformational breathing, you don't need that.
Mm-hmm. So that's more of a neutral thing, because psychoanalysis might bring up past emotions. You might have to go through things that I guess breathing might bypass totally.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And, you know, whatever your situation is, you know, a perfect complement would be to do both simultaneously, because it can accelerate whatever path you're on with psychotherapy very mm-hmm. much so.
Right.
So it works hand in hand. And with any modality, I think, you know, if you take a multidisciplinary approach, it just really works that much better,
mm-hmm.
because you're just getting at the root that much faster, and it helps your conscious mind as well, which we still have to work through.
Yes, but it's going to improve your emotional and physical health as well.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned about that health study that was done, and, you know, the single most important factor in longevity is the breath capacity.
Right.
You can look at it from a heart health standpoint. I mean, they did a study in the UK with 150 heart patients, and they divided them in half. 75, they taught diaphragmatic breathing, just how do you breathe in your diaphragm, not even touching on the great power this breath work has, but just something very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that in the control group, where they taught nothing, they had 80% recurrence of their heart incidents. But in the group that they taught diaphragmatic breathing, not one of them had a recurring heart incident. Just because they breathe differently.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tremendous power there.
Right.
In all sorts of ways.
And no matter what age you start at, it can just be a beneficial thing.
Yes, it can. We're breathing, not we, but the Transformational Breath Foundation is breathing children in Mexico right now. We've had some teenagers come to our workshop, some mother daughters, some teenagers. I remember one particular young lady that said, afterwards, geez, you know, all those dumb things my boyfriend does don't bother me anymore. I said, wow, that's pretty good.
That's great insight right there, you know.
It is. It's all about what life is.
Right. Well, like you said, you know, just improved your outlook. I mean, things don't bother you as much as they used to.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's how it shows up, and I have the breath to thank for that.
Yeah. Well, that's important. You know, it's important to breathe. Now, what do you have coming up as far as the different seminars? I know you talked about a little bit about them, but how can people get in touch with you if they so choose?
Well, the best way would be to contact our center. It's Body Works Healing Center in Plymouth. The phone number there is 734-416-5200. There's a website that's www.bodyworkshealingcenter.com. So it's just the name, you know, spelled out, Body Works Healing Center. And on the website, we have a list of all the classes, the breath work. And we've also founded another organization called the Global Breath Institute. The breath has become so important and such a distinct role that we've actually segregated the two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing breath workshops now in Pittsburgh. So we travel there once a month, and we're moving to some other cities as well. So it's just really, really catching on, because I think there's such a need, and people are just so tired of carrying this baggage. That's like, what can I do to help me? How do I awaken? How do I make that better choice, like Eckhart Tolle says, or Abraham, or all the other great teachers there? How do I do that? Change the underlying energy and the choice becomes easier. And this is the best way I know to change that underlying energy.
Mm-hmm.
We have some breath workshops coming up, and there's one on Wednesday, April 30th, and Wednesday, May 21st. So just call the center and you can get involved in that. And the seminar is April 18th to 20th and May 16th to 18th. That's the 2 3-day weekends. And I can guarantee you it'd be the most powerful, joyful thing you've ever done in your life.
Well, that's great, Dave. Thank you very much for being here. It's been very enlightening about breathing. I didn't realize how special it truly was.
Yeah, you know, and I was the same way, too. And, you know, it's just something that it's right under our noses. We take it for granted because the
right.
breath. I'll leave you with one last thought. You know, in all our bodily functions, you know, our heart, how it happens automatically. We have conscious control over our muscles. It's the breath that we can go our entire life and never change our breath. It can happen automatically for us. Or we can go our entire life and have conscious control and impact over it. The fact that it is an unconscious and conscious ability to control or not control it, or to use it or not use it, therein lies its power. It
okay.
truly is powerful when you look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, thanks, Dave, very
thank
much
you.
For doing the show.
Thank you very much. I enjoy talking about my passion.
Yeah, we can tell you're passionate about it, so that's great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Right now I want to thank my special guest for this edition of Metaphysically Speaking, and he was Dave Krajovic, and he was a transformational breath facilitator, and I do appreciate the fact that Dave was able to do the show, so thank you, Dave. And I also want to thank my producer for this edition of Metaphysically Speaking, and that was Tim Colassa. So thank you, Tim, for all your efforts on this particular edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And right now it's time for the psychic events calendar going on around this area. Everything is listed in the Phenomena News that I'm about to mention. And I would like to start off with the fact that the Phenomena News is having its Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There is a $6 admission, and it is at the Macomb Community College on the South Campus at 12 Mile and Hayes. For more information, you may call 248-569-3888. And I would just like to mention a few ongoing events that are weekly events. Starting on Monday, we have the Transforming Love Community, and that is a Faith Keepers prayer service from 6 to 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome, and they are located at 15400 Plymouth near Greenfield. In Detroit, their telephone number is 313-270-2325. And on Tuesdays, we have the Reiki Share Night. This is where all levels of training and experience are welcome at Beloved Spirit Health and Healing Center at 670 South Main in Plymouth at 7 p.m. Their telephone number is 734-476-9555. And on Wednesdays, we have the Meditation Night at the Center. Meditation using the power of intention and group energy to receive guidance and healing. This is held at 7:30 p.m. They do ask for a $15 love donation. And this is held at the Center for Integrative Well-Being in Plymouth, Michigan. For more information, you may call 248-522-6901. And on Thursdays, we have the Free Personal Growth Group. It's the Center for Attitudinal Healing. It's a safe place to lighten fear and pain so peace remains. And that's held from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Royal Oak Unity. And their telephone number is 248-788-8916. And I would just like to finish up this edition of Metaphysically Speaking by reading something from Gibran's The Prophet. It's about joy and sorrow. And this is how it goes. Then a woman said, "Speak to us of joy and sorrow." And he answered, "Your joy is your sorrow unmasked. And the self-same well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. And how else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that holds your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see